Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Lamar didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
Somewhere the Devils blew this game. Another game giving up 5-plus goals. And it's frustrating. And I'm just sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, you can't make these sloppy turns.
Wait, you're on a run?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. After starting, wait, what were you? 1-6?
Oh, fuck.
But now you're on a run?
Yeah. You
oh,
might,
my
wait.
God.
We won 3.
But it's wrong for me to say the Patriots are going to go on a run.
First round picks.
Yo, Jimmy. Hold on, Jimmy. Dap it up real quick. You made my point. Step it up real quick.
But he's definitely not with the trouble he's going to have.
But that's not the point we're making.
You saying in the beginning of the show.
Oh, no.
Tampa Bay World Series.
Don't even go there, first of all.
We have the clip.
Yes.
Oh, they
must be nice.
He's here.
Must be nice.
If the Saints play good, I'll get more with the Saints.
Different team names. They
different
have,
names. That's the
they,
only
they
difference.
They have to file.
It's like Devil Rays and Rays.
They have to file it.
Must be nice.
What does that mean, must be nice?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by...
Unsolicited Role Models. Role Models you may not want.
All right, as always, we got Jimmy.
Hello.
Doug hates Jimmy.
Yes, he does.
I don't know. Must be nice.
He knows what he did.
What I do?
You know, it's just Dave and Dougie, how it's supposed to be.
Oh,
that's
how the show started, Dougie and Dave. And then you and Jonathan came along for the ride. And we got Big Dave of?
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
All right, so let's get started with Aaron Rodgers is on the active roster. But he says he wants to play into his 40s. Do we see that happening?
No.
I don't think he does this year, but next year he plays. And probably
he's a two-year kind of guy.
Yeah, I think he's done.
I get it. Everybody wants to be like Brady and play until they're about 40. But I just don't see it from Rodgers. Especially not – I mean, if he does stay, I don't think he's going to be a Jet.
Yeah.
He's got one more year. What is he, like 39 now?
I don't know. I thought he was young.
I think he's like 38, 39, I think.
Yeah, he's around there, 38, 39.
Yeah, he's not that far from – yeah, because he got drafted right after Brady, No,
Rodgers got drafted in 2005. Brady was 2000.
So he's definitely got to be pushing –
36?
Maybe.
No, he's 38.
Is he?
Is he 38?
Siri, how old is Aaron Rodgers? There's no way.
35,
Dave,
right?
Got it. Dave got it.
December 2nd, 1983.
83?
Yeah, so he's what?
He's 5 years old. Older than me? He's 40. There's no way.
There's no way he's 40.
He could be. No, he could be.
There's no way he's 40. He's younger than Brady.
That means Tom Brady played for a while. He played up to his 40. He played, what, 42, 43?
Brady was 45.
When he retired? So, yeah, no. He's got to be pushing 40 then.
Yeah, he's 40.
I don't see it any. I don't see him going that long.
Yeah, maybe I think next year is it.
1 or 2 more years. If he gets hurt again, he's done.
Next year is it.
Yeah. It definitely, yeah. Definitely could be.
I would like to see him as a coach.
He'd be a good OC.
Yep.
Him or that or a broadcaster, honestly.
Nah, I would like to see him as OC on the sideline. He looks like he knows to read the game well.
Nick, definitely be an OC. That wouldn't be bad for him.
Here's a hot take.
Already?
Yeah. All right, so this is what I think could happen. Because they have a good relationship on and off the field between Zach and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Jets get rid of Hackett. They have someone part-time to fill their shoes. So when Rodgers retires and Zach becomes the starting quarterback, Rodgers is the O coordinator.
That's not bad. That's not a bad take. I just say I think he wants maybe Rodgers might step back a little bit from football for a couple of years, then maybe come back.
Listen, I get it that he wants to be playing until or part of the game till he's probably 45, 50.
Right.
But I could see it only as him being a coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I think feel. He can't play. Your body can't take that abuse for that long.
I think he plays next year. They don't make the playoffs again, and he switches roles. He switches positions. I could see him as the Jets' offensive coordinator.
I could see it happening too.
Maybe they get rid. Maybe they get rid of the coordinator. Honestly, I don't think it's really. I think Hackett's not a good. I think Rodgers made Nathaniel Hackett, not the other way around.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Rodgers made just like the big debate they're having now. With did Belichick make Brady, or is it vice versa?
No, Belichick definitely made Brady. Student outgrew the master.
What happened when Brady left, and then now with Belichick?
That's a whole different story. The student outgrown the master at that point. Brady came in as what, a 6th overall draft pick or something like that, real late in the round.
Sixth rounder.
He came and. I mean, if you look at his frame, the style, he wasn't going to last in the league.
No.
Belichick.
But we don't know that. We don't know.
Belichick created Brady to what he is. And because then Brady,
quarterbacks nowadays involved into what we have now, into the run. Like, we have some runners and some great arms. You don't see a lot of, like.
No, but some guys are just naturally good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's not saying naturally great. They're naturally good.
Yeah,
you look at a guy like Justin Fields. He's not good. He needs somebody to mold him into that good player.
Yeah, he needs somebody as a head coach. Oh no, because a head coach is not that bad for can the Browns this year. Oh, the Bears.
Can he become more than what he is now? Yes, but he needs that supervision from the right coach. The right coordinator.
I think the coordinator is the big key, I think, for him. I think the coach, because Belichick more focused on defense.
No, Belichick focused on everything as a head coach.
I think he more focused on emphasis on defense.
Defense wins games, I mean.
Yeah, but also defense wins championships. We saw it when the Rams played the Patriots. We saw it when Seattle played Denver. We saw it when Denver played the Panthers. Defense does sometimes take over and win games. And when you're a defensive mind coach, you definitely have the advantage. Or you're definitely better thinking than the offensive player. Because sometimes your offense does need to score. But when your defense takes over and locks it down, look at Buffalo against Dallas.
Yeah, but this example. The difference is that you compare a player like, all right, you compare a player like CJ Stroud to Justin Fields. Two totally different players, two totally different styles, right?
Not really, because they both could run, they both could throw really well.
CJ Stroud is a good player. Guy can throw for over 300 yards. And he doesn't have that many great receivers. He's making those receivers what they are.
Look at Justin Fields on the field.
He's trying to adapt, and he can use the excuse of I'm not playing my style of football, but he hasn't found the right offensive coordinator or coach to give him the push of how he should play.
And the problem for him is, I think, because he signed that contract, I forgot how long he's there for, but he signed an extension being there. Because if even you want to leave, he can't leave. Because he might just say screw it.
What's his name in the Panthers?
Bryce Young?
Yeah. Look at the way he's playing. Style of play.
Listen, you know it's the curse when you go to number one. You know that team shit's gonna be shit for the next 5 years. At least.
But he needs somebody to mold him into that player.
Just like Rodgers is the guy for Zach.
Yeah. He could definitely mold him. Absolutely could definitely mold him into what he can be. But the problem is they're not giving him the chance that he deserves. They're just literally, he has one bad game, we take him out. But then he has a great game. So he also played against Houston.
Patrick Mahomes came in as a good player, right? He became a great player watching other quarterbacks.
Watching Alex Smith the entire time.
Sitting back and learning.
So we're going back to what we had an argument last year about Alex Smith being a better mentor, giving him credit to what he deserves.
Mahomes was already a good quarterback.
You didn't know at the time when he started, when Alex Smith left, it's like he was a big question mark.
Yeah, but it made him a great quarterback to what he is.
I mean, you could say the same thing with Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson sat behind Joe Flacco for almost that whole year.
Yeah, but it gives you two. So you get molded. It depends on how that coach or coordinator molds you. Belichick molded Brady into a great quarterback. He just evolved from that and said, listen, you taught me so much that I know everything now and I can do it elsewhere.
Yeah, but like you said, though, he was already probably a good quarterback. So maybe just being there for that long and getting a good offensive coordinator, because he always had a good offensive coordinator. He always did.
Yeah, but Bryce Young's an average quarterback. He's not a good quarterback. He's an average quarterback.
He needs a better OC and a better head coach.
Exactly. He needs somebody to mold him to a better player.
Yeah, he definitely needs that for him to succeed. Or he's going to be like how Kyler Murray's going to be, because Kyler Murray might want to leave to go somewhere else.
I think Kyler Murray leaves.
I think so, too.
If you're just joining us on the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill, swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models that may not want, but may just need.
Must be nice.
I got it.
All right, let's do our picks, boys. I'm going to give David the NFC, and I'm going to give Jimmy the AFC, and I'll do the ones down the middle. So, David,
how about you switch? Because I did the AFC last time.
This is my show, right?
Well, do you want me to do it twice?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. Good. I was just saying, just to be curious.
All right. NFC side, David, who we got? Saints and Rams.
Tonight's game. So I'm leaning towards the Rams' victory.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. I think the Rams have a good offense going down the stretch.
I think they're getting better as the season comes to an end.
Do we think it's a shootout, or do we think it's going to be like a 3-point game?
I think it's going to be a 3-point game. I think it's going to come down to last. Well,
we're not getting last week's game. We all thought it would be a freaking shit show.
Nah, it's primetime games are getting a little better. I think it's going to be a shootout.
Amazon's for joy right now for all the games that are being good right now.
I think it's two shitty teams, but I think it's going to come down.
But they're fighting for a playoff spot right now, though.
Both of them are, aren't they?
Both, yeah. The Saints are trying to get to the division, and the Rams are trying to stay in the hunt.
Yeah. I think the Rams take that, though.
All right, Packers-Panthers.
All right, I had the Panthers winning last week, but that's the only game they're probably winning with Packers tonight. Well, Packers, what is it, Saturday or something?
It's Sunday.
So Packers it is.
Lions, Minnesota.
That's gonna be a good game.
It's gonna be another good game of shit teams.
Do the Lions are a shit team?
I think they're both shit teams.
Wow.
It's gonna be tough. I'm gonna go Vikings. They're home.
Wow.
And if the Vikings win now, they'll have the tiebreaker for the division.
There you go.
Oh yeah, because you're right.
Nick Mullins.
Mm-hmm. He played good last week.
And Jefferson's back.
Yeah, but he played last week and he didn't do that decently in that loss.
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah, make your point.
He also came back from another somewhat injury from the week before.
Nah. I would just rest him for a little while. Damn. I want to rush him back so soon.
I play.
Chicago, Arizona.
That's a good game. Mm-hmm.
Chicago fields 300 plus yards.
I like it. All right, Jimmy, AFC side.
Okay.
Hey, whoa, don't skip my Giants-Eagles pick.
No, I'm saving the Monday
night.
I'm saving the Monday night games for last.
How many Monday night games are there?
Three.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, because it's Christmas Day, that's why.
All right, let's start with the Bengals and Steelers.
I just don't want to go against my own team. That's the problem.
Take them. They're home.
Yeah, we got Mason. Oh, you know what? Screw it. Mason Rivers playing. Maybe he'll be a change. Give me the Steelers.
He played good last season.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Bills, Chargers.
Oh, give me the Bills all day, baby.
By the way, Ja'Marr Chase is not playing.
Still, I don't know. We'll see.
Higgins. All right.
Cleveland.
I'm going with Buffalo, though.
Cleveland, Houston.
I don't know if Stroud's playing. That's my only concern.
He was on a concussion protocol last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should be playing this week.
If he comes back, I'm going
to. They got a lot of injuries, though, to their receivers.
Yeah, but I think Zeke can still get it done. If he's back, I'm gonna go with Houston.
All right. Patriots, Denver.
Give me Denver.
All right, I'm going to do AFC versus NFC, and then we'll go to the Monday night games.
Okay.
All right, Washington Jets, I got the Jets. Colts Falcons, I got the Colts. Seahawks Titans, Seahawks. Jacksonville Tampa. Cowboys Miami, I'm going with the Cowboys.
On the road? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know about that one.
Tough game, but I like Dallas to win this.
I would probably go Miami just because I feel like they are now playing better. And Taylor will be coming back. And you got to stop Hill with that speed. I can't see Gilmore stopping him with that speed. He's too fast.
Let's do it. Raiders and Chiefs.
Chiefs.
All right. I got the Ravens beating the Niners. And then Dave, Giants, Eagles.
I got the Eagles. Just because they're at home.
I know bounce back.
Game, it's gonna be tough. It's a divisional game. But Eagles are home, so they get the advantage.
Yeah, I think bounce back from that loss.
Oh, shit. Almost. You got like 2 weeks left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
All right, playoff side. Dave, you get the AFC this time, and then Jimmy gets the NFC.
Got it.
All right, Dave, Texans, Colts.
That's a tough one.
It's a good game.
I'm going to go Texans.
Cleveland, Miami.
Miami.
Buffalo, Kansas City.
That's the game right there.
That's rematch of freaking week, what, the 13?
That's tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Buffalo.
Yeah, I like it.
I like James it, too. Cook's Buffalo.
Playing very well. Diggs playing good. And Kansas City is not with the chemistry right now.
No, they're dropping balls too much.
Yeah.
All right. NFC side. Eagles, Tampa, Jimmy.
Give me the Eagles.
Minnesota, Detroit.
Detroit, because they're home.
Wow, no 49ers in this?
No, they got the bye.
Oh, yeah.
And then the hottest team in football against the Cowboys.
Cowboys are home. I'll go with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
All right. Next round. Houston, Miami.
That's me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Miami.
Typical.
I mean, Houston's a young team.
That speed will kill them.
And their receivers are dropping like flies.
Yeah. They're gonna hurt the first time.
They lost Tank Dell so far. Was it Nico Robinson? I think got hurt.
Nico Collins,
I think he got hurt, right?
Yeah, but he should be back though. He should be back.
Yeah, but is he gonna play 100%?
He'll play at some percent.
Yeah.
Better than nothing.
Buffalo, Baltimore.
That's gonna be the game.
That's a tough game. I'm going to go Baltimore. Baltimore it is.
Doug, you didn't get to it. You didn't get to my picks. So I don't know why you're chirping already.
Who said I'm chirping?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Doug. Go ahead.
I'm not sure. Wait, why are you saying I'm chirping?
Go ahead.
I show who's right so far on the board?
Go ahead, Doug.
They still haven't played Miami.
Yeah. Right,
there we go.
You know what Dave's going towards.
Detroit, Dallas.
Dallas.
Eagles, San Fran.
That's a tough one.
It's tough. But the way right now Philly's playing and the way that San Fran's playing, you have to go with San Fran.
All right, NFC side. San Fran, Dallas.
I'm probably going to go with San Fran.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot. Must be nice.
Oh, wow.
What? I'm sitting in the chat, right?
Yeah.
Been ignoring him. Been ignoring him the entire time.
Yeah. Sorry, John.
Oh, I just got it, too. It's funny.
All right. Stage. This is the final four. So, Jonathan, you could do the AFC. Who you got, Miami or Baltimore?
I would take Miami in that case.
Yeah,
I knew it was coming.
He thought picking you to make that pick would have changed his mind.
Nah.
That's what I thought.
He's like, let me skip Dave because you know he's gonna pick Miami. Let me add Jonathan.
I don't know. It's like how I picked the Nuggets to choke. It's the same thing with Baltimore. Yeah, they're good and like they're one of the best teams this season. However, like they gotta prove me wrong. Until they prove me wrong, I'm gonna pick against them.
Yeah, I the problem is okay, I like Miami's backfield. So that leaves Lamar running, and I don't think Lamar just running alone is gonna give him a win.
Well, especially their running back left is gone. Their third back.
Yeah, but they still got Gus Edwards.
Yeah,
but still, I don't think he's going to really carry as much because his yardage is not showing. It's not showing as well.
He totally screwed my fantasy team.
Who?
Gus Edwards.
Yeah, he picked him up in the fantasy league, and he's been choking ever since.
I mean, I played somebody in fantasy, the other fantasy league, this week. No, Jamar Chase leaves it open for T. Higgins.
I know. Yeah, I had to switch. True. I have Jamar Chase in our league. I had to switch him out.
That's Edwards running into the number one running back position again.
I know. It's going to be hard because it's going to be over both running backs, honestly.
Yeah.
But Christian Crafty might get like the yards at the catch. He might get like passes towards him.
That's all right.
Christian McCaffrey.
Dave doesn't know what he's in for this weekend.
Ooh, Dave. He said, you don't know what you're in for this weekend?
Easy.
Yeah, okay. All right, Dallas, San Fran.
Me? Yeah. San Fran.
Who's home?
San Fran.
Yeah.
I think San Fran is the dangerous team right now.
I think this is a new Super Bowl bracket we got. San Fran, Miami.
Yeah.
Jonathan, leave it up to you.
How about why we do a consensus like all of us?
Because Jonathan wasn't here for the pick, so we're going to give him one.
I know where he's going towards.
Nah. I'll probably go for San Fran.
Must be
That's
nice.
Not bad.
I don't know. That'll be a very close game.
I feel that defense would be too much for Tua.
Yes, the only reason
they'll just double Hill and just have one on one with the other ones.
I'll say this: the 49ers are getting hot at the right time,
mm-hmm.
but it's playoffs are whole new season.
But it's good to good to have that momentum going into the playoffs, especially like how Buffalo is right now.
I mean,
Buffalo,
you don't know because they'll have that bye. That bye does affect a lot of teams.
It does, but it also some teams, like if you say the Chiefs are great off a bye. And I think and I think also the 49ers are good off a bye.
But like we've been saying, Dougie looks good. Dougie looks good, baby. Baltimore and San Fran. No one does things like Dougie, and no one wins like Dougie has. So.
Well, the show was originally called Dougie and Dave.
Yeah, Dougie and Dave.
The two teams that have been getting into the playoffs in the Super Bowl have been Miami, Philly, Baltimore, and San Fran.
And Buffalo. We had Buffalo, too.
Yeah, at one time.
Yeah. I can see Buffalo going right now, honestly, too, the way they're playing.
What if Detroit makes it, though?
They get knocked out. The problem with Detroit is Goff is very
inconsistent.
He's very inconsistent. He's at this inconsistent time because of the fact that the guy throws a lot of picks when he's under pressure.
And he got five touchdowns last week.
So yeah, they
you go behind defense and he gets throws picks. Ugh.
Yeah, and that's too inconsistent.
We have a question for you, Mendoza. How do you not do this episode in the Grinch outfit?
All right, well, listen, I forgot the outfit at work.
Must be nice.
I changed, put it in my locker, and then I'm like, well, I ran out the door because, you know, the kids got the flu, so I had to make it back home on time. They were being babysitted by somebody, so I didn't want to.
All right, tell the story.
Maybe on Saturday. Maybe we'll do a special Saturday special for like an hour.
Yeah, you get the outfit on.
Yeah. Because Saturday or Sunday, we'll do Sunday.
Oh, yeah, we could do one on Christmas Eve.
We do Sunday before games, if anything.
Dougie will dress up as Santa. Jimmy will be the elf.
If I can find that costume.
John will be the elf.
John could be Buddy the Elf.
I got the ears for it.
John could be Buddy the Elf. He's got the curly hair already.
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf.
Yeah.
Buddy too the short. Elf. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll be playing Immaculate Grid Baseball Edition. The Doug Strava Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
us, the role models. The role models you may not want, but may just need.
Must be nice.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get by.
Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
Idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and, like, do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like,
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's
Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Lamar didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live. Saravo Broadcasting, the Doug Saravo Show. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Us Little Role Models. Role models may not want, but may just need.
Good job, Jimmy.
I'm gonna have to hire Jimmy.
You should. I should be like the guy like starts the show, be like, Us Little Role Models. Role models may not want, but you may just need.
When I make some shirts, Jimmy, you're getting.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks. I appreciate that.
I'll take a free shirt on any day.
It is holiday season. Christmas is in 4 days, so go out and support these local businesses this holiday season. Molly's Public House, located in Yorktown, Discount Wine and Spirits. You know I'm going to say the Monkey Bar and Grill, the Dough Farther, and Fresco Pizzeria.
What about the new spot you found?
That's it, right there.
What, the Fresco Pizzeria?
No, the Molly's Public House, the bar.
Oh, the one in Englishtown.
Yeah, the one where I'm going to do karaoke eventually.
Is that the one you were driving from and got pulled over for going too slow?
No.
Oh. You got pulled over for driving too slow?
No. All right, let's do a Immaculate Grid because we always go too long on time.
We got plenty of time now.
All right, you guys ready? This is going to be fun.
Oh, God.
No, it will be. It should be easy.
Should be. He says that. It's gonna be all Tampa.
Haven't watched baseball in forever. No, it's immaculate.
Yeah, it's immaculate.
Good.
It's easy.
I'm waiting for it.
Stayed on two teams.
All right. So it looks like we have played left field, played center field, played right field for the Braves, Nationals, and Brewers.
Yeah, good luck. I don't watch any of those teams.
Play left field.
Play center field. Wasn't that young kid from the Brewers? I forget his name.
I'm trying to think. Is it Freddie Freeman? Didn't he play left?
No. I know a left fielder.
On the Braves?
Yeah.
Who?
Marcell Ozuna.
Go right fielder. Go Bryce Young.
Who?
Not Bryce Young. What's his name? He's on the Phillies now.
Oh, Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper.
All right. Oh, here's one. Christian Yelich.
I was going to say Yelich is on there.
I thought he played center.
No, he
played right.
He moved, but he was center for a little while. Then he moved him when he picked up. What's his name? Oh, this is gonna be hard.
How are we forgetting? How are you guys forgetting this one guy?
On who?
On what team?
Atlanta.
Well, he probably plays. Oh my god, he probably plays now. Fuck.
Acuna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you guys not remember him?
Because there's so many players that play so many positions.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. So who was center field? I don't know.
I think I know him.
I was going to say Murphy, but he played first base.
And it in Ciarte.
That was the Yankees. I get it.
Yeah, it was Mets. I could probably get it, too.
Yeah.
Here's one. He won the World Series.
He's got a list right in front of him.
No, he won the World Series with the Royals in 2015.
Okay. Damn, I'm trying to. I'm going to Washington right now.
Adam Eaton, but I think he played right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who played left.
Jason Worth?
I think it was Mike.
Yeah, it was Mike.
Oh, no, it was Mike. Good job, David. Thank you.
Mike
Trout.
were wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah, but Michael Taylor played for the Nationals.
But maybe he didn't play for center field. Maybe he played for left or right.
You only got two
more out of three.
Two attempts. Damn, we were doing so good too.
I'm trying to think the guy that was on freaking. He was on the Mets, then he went to Washington when Murphy went. Forgot his freaking name. Holy crap, I feel stupid.
For the Nationals?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of his name. He played for the Mets, and then he freaking left the Mets with Murphy.
With Murphy?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of his name.
And he played left?
I think he played left. I just don't remember his name.
Nah,
I feel stupid.
Left.
Nah, yeah, I can't think of his name. He played left or center, but I can't remember his name. And sometimes he was DH.
Who played for the Brewers in left field? So
what's one inch? We get the teams that nobody watches.
Yo, for real. The Braves here and there I watch, or like here and there. And then
Doug will be all over that.
I'm trying to think of the Nationals World Series roster that played left field. 2019 Nationals.
You got me stumped, bro.
Turner?
What, Evan Turner or something like that?
Trey Turner?
I don't know, because he did play center field for a few games.
It might have been Turner. I'm thinking it's Turner, but I don't know which one.
He then moved to short.
Go ahead, put Turner in.
Yeah, if he played.
Yeah, he did play center.
There we go.
Oh, I got
okay.
it.
Okay. We got one more. Are we going to go for the Nationals or the Brewers?
That's crazy. Both those players are on the Phillies now.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I got one. Ryan Braun.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nice.
Not bad.
I want to see the left field. Who is the freaking left field? I know the word left field.
Can you reveal the answer?
There is a way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there is a way, sir. Oh.
Oh, Juan Soto.
It was Juan Soto.
Oh, my God.
I thought he played right.
That's your guy, Dave.
No, he didn't play
that's
left.
Your guy, bro.
Must be nice.
He did play left.
But he played center now. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, he plays center now.
Yeah, you're right. He does.
I went with the wrong Michael Taylor. Michael A. Taylor.
He plays right field now. Juan Soto.
Soto plays right.
He plays right, yeah. So Judge is going to move to center, and Soto will be right.
Okay. Oh, wow, we totally forgot about Soto. We should be ashamed.
How did we forget about him? That's what I was saying. I'm trying to think of the 2019 World Series.
I'm also trying to think. There's another player that went there. I just can't think of his name. He's like a big Bruce Young. God damn it, I got it.
Who?
Bruce Young. That's his name. He was
Bruce Young.
Who the fuck is Bruce Young?
He was left. He was on the Mets. He was a left fielder. Then he went to the freaking. Then he went to Washington.
Bruce Young. Who is he?
He's a freaking big powerhouse hitter.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Big white boy.
Hold on.
More bigs or no?
Huh? No, that's it.
Bruce Young. Google him, bro.
His last name is. I think Bruce something, but it was Bruce Young. I could be wrong. He was on the Mets and he went to Washington.
Bruce Young.
Who the hell is that?
Not who I'm talking about.
Young?
Put Bruce Young Mets.
Do Mets Washington. Oh, it's Bruce something.
Yeah. Do you mean Eric Young?
No.
Hold on. Let's look this up.
What's that bottom?
That's someone else from like the 8. Jay Bruce?
Jay Bruce, that's it. Jay Bruce.
Yeah, but he never played for the Nationals. He played for Phillies or the Reds.
He played for Washington.
No, he didn't. You want to put a bet on it right now?
No, you owe me a drink.
All right, where did he play for the Nationals?
Mets, Reds,
Yankees, Phillies, Mariners.
I'm
playing
for Reds.
Scroll down.
My bad, he played for Reds.
Must be nice.
Don't even know what he's talking about.
Damn. On the Reds.
So first, you went with a guy named Bruce Young who didn't even play baseball. Then you went with, he played with the Nationals. To find out he didn't even play.
But he did
Must be nice.
He played with somebody with a red color. That's all I can remember.
Must be nice.
Kick him out.
He kicks me out.
Kick him out. Kick him out.
Oh my god. I just saw a freaking Jonathan.
Must be nice.
Ugh.
But yeah, today at work, someone made a point, and I want to hear Dave's opinion on it.
Okay, here we go.
On why Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback than Tom Brady.
All right, what was the point made, though?
But what was the point? Yeah, I was going to say, you can't just say that, and then the point wasn't made.
Let me talk. I'm getting to it. So what he told me is that with Brady.
Who is he?
Travis.
Okay.
So what he told me is, you look at the Giants two Super Bowls against the Patriots, or even the Eagles Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Okay.
When you put pressure on Tom Brady, you shut him down. You're going to win if you stop Brady.
It's not true.
But no matter how many times you put pressure on Rodgers, he finds his way out of the pocket and he gets the touchdown or he gets the yards.
That's not true because Atlanta's a big example of putting pressure on Brady and him adjusting in the second half to come back and win the Super Bowl.
Not even just that, the fourth quarter, just adjusting and just fucking throwing dimes and getting a little bit lucky.
But that's also, you also got to look at the bigger picture. That's not just players, that's coaching staff, that's calling different plays, that's defense. So
yeah, that defense being worn out. This is that.
I mean, look at the Rams and freaking Patriots Super Bowl. It was a complete defensive game.
Look at Rodgers, first game of the season, gets the pressure and he tore his ACL. Come on.
Yeah, pressure gets Buffalo and still ends up winning that game.
Yeah, but I'm just saying what his point was.
All right. Don't say he still ends up winning that game. He didn't end up winning that game.
He started.
They
the corner,
ended up winning that.
Yeah, he didn't even play.
He ended up with a W.
Zach Wilson won the game for them. So why are you even going to say something so stupid and ridiculous?
Did he start? Hold on. Let's go back to this. Aaron Rodgers. Let's go since Jonathan's in here. Aaron Rodgers says he wants to keep playing for a couple more years with the Jets. We don't see him as a quarterback. More switching roles and going to offensive coordinator.
Because we feel like that Zach Wilson will have success with Aaron Rodgers near him.
Aaron Rodgers mentoring Zach Wilson will turn out well in the end. So,
yeah,
give Aaron Rodgers one more year. I don't think they make the playoffs. But I think after next year, Rodgers should switch to offensive coordinator.
I agree with that sentiment, but I don't think he'll actually be the offensive coordinator. I don't know if he will, but
he might be.
Why not? He likes
coach.
It now. He likes it now. Coach. He has a great time doing it.
I guess.
I think he'll go towards the quarterback coach.
What have the Jets done with Nathaniel Hackett? Absolutely nothing.
I can see him more so as a quarterback coach than anything else than an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think because
you totally just ignored my point, Jonathan.
Well, about Hackett.
Yeah, I just said Nathaniel Hackett has done absolutely nothing, and you didn't even acknowledge that.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
I don't think it's Hackett, though. I just think it's Zach.
What has Hackett done the last few years? He went to Denver and ran a shit organization. Don't interrupt me right now because I'm making a point. Look at Denver.
Kick him out.
Look at Denver compared to today, last year. Doing absolutely better.
I'm going to say this.
The Broncos are a better team without Hackett. Hackett was the problem. Yeah, Russell Wilson's a system quarterback, but at the end of the day, Nathaniel Hackett did shit. And he's doing shit with the Jets right now. And we all know that.
I want to say this. As Nathaniel Hackett, he can probably be a good offensive coordinator, but the problem is when you're creating playbooks for specific quarterbacks, that does not make you a great offensive coordinator anymore, because why are you just making playbooks for one quarterback when you've got two other quarterbacks on that team that you should be making plays that everybody can run?
Must be nice, right?
Bingo. Because, Doug, you're forgetting the fact that Hackett was on the Packers with Rodgers. And what did the Rodgers the Packers and Rodgers do with Hackett on that team? They were good. They were good, bro. They were good.
But it's my point before.
Exactly. It is a whole team. It is a whole team. But you can't just say, "Oh, Hackett is the entire is the only problem. It's the sole problem."
What has the offense done?
Well, I'm gonna say this: he is the biggest problem because of the fact that he made a playbook specifically for Rodgers and not the rest of the quarterbacks.
But how do you know it's just? I mean, yeah, for the most part, it might just be for Rodgers. But once Rodgers is out, he's no longer doing plays just for Rodgers anymore.
Now, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? Tell me how you know that.
Because Rodgers is done. So if you have to keep making a plays, you have to do it for Zach. And if you
and they've been playing like shit.
There you go. Well, I mean, so I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
That's the typical Jonathan answer. I don't know what to tell you.
Because the problem is Zach. It's not Hackett. Zach is so inconsistent. What you saw when they went on that 4-game winning streak? Oh my God, Zach might be it. This or that.
Yeah, but they even said it.
He's inconsistent.
Somebody was saying how if Zach Wilson got the line that he should to block for him, he'll play great for football. But when he's under pressure, he plays horrible.
Okay, and is that Hackett's fault?
Yeah, because you're the one running that offense.
All right, but. So it's Hackett's fault for offensive linemen getting injured and the starters not being able to play anymore and not being able to block.
I knew he was going to make that point. I knew he was going to say something ridiculous.
It's a good point, though.
Now you got backups.
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Now you got backups in the O-line and back. And you had 9 to 11 starters injured on the Jets. Hackett has to work with what he has.
Here's the perfect example for this. Look at Jimmy Garoppolo a couple years ago, when San Fran had the best O-line, still has the best O-line, went to the Super Bowl and everything. Look at him now. Now look at Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is the MVP front runner right now because of that line. If he didn't have that line, if he went somewhere else, I don't think he'd be as good as he is now.
Purdy's MVP frontrunner because he's got three all-star wide receivers.
Nah,
and all-star running back. Come on.
Yeah, let's forget that. Purdy's been a good quarterback since he got there. Meanwhile, in the NFC Championship game, Josh Johnson had the same receivers, the same running back, and the same O-line, and they got demolished. So don't make up that excuse for Purdy just because you do not like the way he plays.
No, I think Purdy deserves it. I think he's a good quarterback.
To you, Jonathan. I'm talking to David right now.
No, I know, but I'm saying Purdy has three receivers on that team. Even though you have the weapons, you got to be able to utilize them. You got to still be a good quarterback to make the plays happen.
Yeah, but 90% of their plays are runs.
Nah.
Runs and check down to McCaffrey.
I think first drive.
Ayuk has 1,000 yards. Kittle has 800. Debo almost has 1,000 yards. That's three receivers having 1,000 yards hasn't happened in a while, bro. And those are not just dumb passes.
Yeah, but you watch those receivers and how many times they break tackles in order to get those yards.
Exactly. I mean, they're doing their part and Purdy's doing his part, giving them dimes. I mean, Purdy deserves that, in my opinion. He's doing what he's supposed to. If it was Mahomes on that team, he'd be doing the same exact thing, and everyone would be praising Mahomes.
Garoppolo did the same thing when he was over there with them. He was winning them games. He had them undefeated. Well, he had them getting into the playoffs until he got hurt. Then Purdy got in there. Then Purdy was winning them games, so it kept it kept going the same.
It was Trey Lance. Trey Lance was supposed to be the big next guy.
Yo, here's another example. What happened when Purdy went out in the playoff game? How did they look like? It wasn't McCaffrey.
Exactly.
It was the backup. It was the backup. They looked like shit. Not just any quarterback that can go out there and do.
Yeah, but you're going third string into the playoffs. With a quarterback that could dominate first round reps.
That would be second string this year. What I'm saying is, it's like, I don't know. Purdy is a good, really good quarterback, in my opinion. Like any other quarterback, if you got the O-line, you can keep that pressure off.
I'm not saying Purdy's not a good quarterback. What I'm saying is that he's the way he is right now because he has those weapons, because those weapons give him those extra yards.
So then Mahomes shouldn't have won MVP then, because you can stay with McCaffrey. People say McCaffrey deserved it more than Purdy, but okay, so no one's going to say anything about Trent Williams. Trent Williams is a phenomenal blocker in giving Purdy those holes. I mean, McCaffrey those holes. And for Mahomes, the previous year when he won MVP, he had Hill, Kelsey, Watkins over there.
Even last year, he had literally one, two receivers, and Pacheco.
Last year, he had Kelsey
and Pacheco. Look at Mahomes now with no receivers. You see, that's what I mean. You need the weapons, regardless. A good quarterback's going to utilize them.
Yeah, you definitely need a star receiver.
Mahomes is still winning games without weapons.
Yeah, but he's also playing a weak division though, too.
The division is weak. They're winning games, but they don't look the same. They don't look the same at all. Not like
they don't.
It's like the division is so weak. The Chargers took a major step back. The Broncos took a major step forward. The Raiders are still in that neutral. Like they suck and they play good. They suck and they play good. They're not peaking. Kansas City has the opportunity to stay where they are. Kansas City has that opportunity to stay where they are because they are just a better team. They have a better coach.
Yeah.
Better quarterback. Like if you put, so this is what I've been seeing and hearing, that Belichick might leave and go to the Chargers. Just imagine what's going to happen when if he transfers that team.
I don't think Belichick's leaving. He signed an extension on the offseason. The team's been through a lot of injuries. I think they're going to draft and they're probably going to get a quarterback, whether it's Omix or May. I don't think Marvin Harrison Jr. returns because I think he wants to do that extra year. He gets paid more in college now.
Yeah, but don't forget, if he's the first round draft pick, he's getting paid a lot. And it could happen with the Bears.
A lot of
the Bears could be the first round pick.
Yeah, but they got Fields over there.
Right. So you go for Marvin Harrison Jr. as your number one pick. You know how much do you get off that incentive?
I don't think Marvin Harrison Jr. wants to go to a team where you got a running quarterback.
I don't know, because he's looking better throwing this time around. He's thrown a lot more. His runnings went down a lot. He's thrown a lot more.
I don't see him going over there.
I don't know.
Obviously, if the Bears have a first-round draft pick and he goes into the draft, he's going to go number one.
Yeah, he's going number one because I can't see them drafting a quarterback.
Oh, no, I don't see them drafting a quarterback.
I can see the Bears drafting a quarterback.
If Marvin Harrison Jr. is there, you're drafting a wide receiver.
Yeah, you're drafting him number one. And I think they – because they even said it on a podcast or two that if you're – it goes by each round how much you get when you sign your contract. Certain rounds you make a certain amount of money.
Yeah, if you're one through – five or something, you get a big payday.
Yeah.
And it lowers. You go second round, it gets even less.
Yeah, it all depends when you get picked.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, so for him, if he gets number one pick, he's getting the bank.
That's why Joey Porter's son, remember on draft day, Joey Porter's son was, like, I guess, upset? Maybe not solely because of that.
I think he was upset he didn't get picked.
Yeah.
All right, so we do have some breaking news I have to announce. All right, so the MLB has announced rule changes for the 2024 season. Pitch clock will go from 20 seconds to 18 seconds. Mound visits will be reduced to 4 instead of 5.
Wait, mound distance?
Visit.
Mound visit.
Oh.
Oh, so pitch, you don't go for a certain amount.
Yeah, it used to be 5, now it's 4.
That's
a pitcher who is sent out to warm up for an inning must face at least one batter.
Oh, so you can't just put him in and then switch him right out.
So I guess if you're in the bullpen, you have to go in.
Right.
Okay. So you have. That makes sense.
And then the runner's lane will be widened to include the dirt between the foul line and infield grass.
Wait, the what?
the runner's lane will be widened to include the dirt between the foul line and infield grass.
Okay.
Yeah, they're increasing the dirt a little bit more. That's what they're doing.
They're increasing the line.
Yeah. Could you have to stay? You have to stay in that lane, or you're out automatically, or it's called something specifically.
No. Well, yeah, if you run off the line too far, you're out.
Yeah, say like somebody has the ball and you run out into the grass. It's like a balk or something, or a force out. That's a force out.
But that also pushes the ground balls that side further to be fouled.
So they're gonna play more towards the corner of third base, if anything, just in case that goes that way.
Yeah, so you're widening the field of play. Yeah.
We'll see. That's actually not. We'll see how it goes. Like, that's not a bad comp.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see more bunts.
You might see more bunts.
You might.
It depends.
Hold on. Wait. And all right. So I'm the president of Sorama Broadcasting. Jimmy says the one that goes away.
The one that got away.
David's unsolicited role model. Hold on. I'm just gonna take the rest of. I just want to put Jonathan on the screen just hold on, by himself.
Why? What's up?
It says just so we can see it.
I'm the founder of Mike Inc.
He's the founder of Mike Inc.
Oh God, must be so nice.
I met someone today at work.
Oh, oh my God,
must be nice.
I wonder who that is.
Yeah, Dave. So we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Wait, what happened? You said you met somebody today.
Yeah. He met his true love.
The Grinch. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you for watching the must be nice moment of the day. That's what the hot takes are now called, the must be nice moment of the day. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we have a few more things to get to. We'll be right back.
So Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're going to slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
You're like,
it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like, it's just like people even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why didn't Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things we can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you.
No matter. I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
Hold on, because that's not what Rogers said. Rogers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So
look at that water behind me, James.
Jesus says in the scripture, they need to live their experiences.
If the Saints play good, are they going to move the Saints?
Different team names.
Different
have,
names. That's the they, only
they
difference.
They have to file.
It's like Devil Rays and Rays.
They have to file an other.
Must be nice.
What does that mean, must be nice?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show. This is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Saravo Broadcast and the Doug Saravo Show. Go out and support these local businesses this holiday season. Molly's Public House, which is located in Yorktown, Discount Wine and Spirits. the Monkey Bar and Grill, the Dough Father, Fresco Pizzeria, and any local business, Dave's Cigar Place, his friend's cigar place, you can go out and support.
Cigar Lounge.
Cigar Lounge. Cigar Lounge.
Main Street Cigars.
Main Street Cigars. You can support John's company, Michael Incorporated.
Mike Inc., bro. Mike Inc.
Mike Inc.
Mike Inc. Yo, you're butchering these names today, Doug.
Yeah, my guy.
And then Jimmy, it says, Nicole, I love you.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
You all know I'm the favorite out of all of us.
No, I'm the favorite, I'd say.
No, I don't think you are.
So if you guys have any questions for us, send them in. We'll answer them. But the one thing that I do want to bring up is my hatred. My hatred for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Why?
They seem to get all these players.
Why? Because you lost two Tampa players?
Yeah, we got rid of Glass now, so our pitching staff is like it's weak a little bit. McClanahan is injured, Rasmussen is injured, Springs is injured. But I want to confront David right now. I want to confront David.
I thought we were a whole episode of you being a David hater.
And what he said he brought Jay over. He's like, "What did this prove? This proves your point because we finally got Jeter back."
No, I didn't say we finally got Jeter back.
No, you said that. Don't trace back. You said that.
I said when Jason came over, I said, "What did you say when I sent the post about Jeter Downs?" He said, "Proves my point." What does it prove?
He's gonna say Yankee privilege.
I'm confused.
He said it proves my point. The Yankees get everybody.
Okay.
Which his point was, the Yankee fans think they can get everybody. Well, I guess it proves my point, because they do get almost everybody.
Yeah.
And I said, look, now you can say Jeter's back.
So how come 2 minutes ago?
Eric Jeter, it was a joke.
But how come 2 minutes ago you said you never said that?
I never said what?
Oh, we got Jeter.
Because you didn't say it the way you're implying it.
Yeah, I said, I said afterwards, yeah, I said, now you can say we got Jeter back on the show.
Good. All right. Let's just get must to be nice. Yeah, must be nice. But let's get to the serious part of this conversation. Almost everyone I think the Red Sox acquired in the Mookie Betts trade, Alex Verdugo, Jeter Downs, there's two other guys. They're now New York Yankees.
Yeah, Jeter Downs was their top prospect. Now he's a Yankee. Verdugo, now he's a Yankee. I mean, hey, maybe it'll work out for the Yankees instead of the Red Sox.
So you can really say that trade was won by the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Yeah, you can.
Must be nice, right?
Oh, this is Boston being Boston. I mean, they trade away all their top players.
Mm-hmm.
They traded away their top prospect in Jeter Downs. They traded away Mookie Betts. They just traded away Verdugo. So, I mean, it's Boston's bad management of their team.
Yeah, it really is. It's because instead of farming their guys and just bringing them up, They think, oh, I want to get guys that are good now, and they try to win now. And I think that's what the Mets do a little bit.
They're trying to win now stage, but I think they need to grow into the players need to be. Because
between the Mets and the Red Sox is the Red Sox get rid of their players for nothing.
Well, yeah, that's also a big issue with them.
They got rid of Mookie Betts, and what was it for them? You got rid of one of your best players for nothing. Yeah,
for really nothing.
You got rid of Verdugo for what? Nothing. You got rid of Jeter Down for what? Nothing. It's bad management of that team. It's bad management of players.
Mm-hmm. So Monday is Christmas.
Yes.
Monday is Christmas, December 25th.
For Hispanics.
So, what is it for the Hispanics?
Sunday is Christmas.
Christmas Eve, we celebrate.
Yes, sir.
They party all night.
Nice. So, what I want to do is I want to do a wish list. What present do you want? And, of course, Dave is going to be like, oh, we're the Yankees. We want everybody. Blah, blah, blah. You know how Dave is. He's like, we got Soto. We're going to get Yamamoto now. We're going to get all these guys. We were supposed to get Otani, but he chose L.A. We're going to get Cody Bellinger.
What are you talking about?
We're going to get all these guys because we're the Yankees.
I thought we'd go a whole episode without
it. But prove your point. The Yankees get everybody. So,
all right. So what I want to do now is I want you guys to pick, except for the Yankees, Dave, because they got who they wanted. One of your favorite teams, your wish list for 2024, what you want for your team. Let's start with Jonathan. It could be any team. It could be the Jets. It could be the Mets, the Knicks. Name one thing you want for your team.
Damn, I don't know. Dude, that's a tough one. I have to actually think about that. Let's see. You want to stay in baseball for the Mets? We need a pitcher, man.
Blake Snell?
No, like go for what's his name that everybody wants.
Yamamoto. Doesn't matter.
That's what the Mets need, to be honest, though.
Yeah, that'd be good. Him and Sega.
Hell yeah, bro.
Sega.
That's the 1-2 punch they need.
The 1-2 happy punch.
All right, Jimmy, what do you want for one of your teams? Could be the Steelers, could be the Mets,
You just said it right off the head. Right here. Offensive coordinator.
Nice.
Yeah, well,
can't hear you.
I'm talking to my daughter.
My bad.
If we look at the facts, though, the Steelers are now 1-3, and they average 14 points a game without Matt Canada.
Yeah.
So who's the problem?
Still us, because you have an interim offensive coordinator that is a running back coach. You still need an offensive genius to run that offense. There's no question about it. We're also playing, and probably our opinion right now, our hardest part of our schedule. We have played, even Cincinnati, they're still a tough divisional team. Then Seattle, and then freaking Baltimore. Which, if Baltimore does win this weekend, I think they lock up the number one seed and then get the bye, and then just rest.
So this is what I want for my team in 2024. Basketball, I really could care less.
I think he's going up here.
I don't care about the Cavs. I like the, if the Cavs are in there, I'd root for them. But I really don't care about basketball. I don't care about the NBA. I barely know who's in the standings. I don't know who's in the playoff picture right now. Football, I could say it, offensive line. Baseball, what I really want for Tampa is to have a nice pitching staff and get back to the World Series next year, because I do think if everything goes our way, we could win the World Series in 2024. I truly believe that. But for me, I gotta talk to what's so funny, Dave?
Just his face based on all him being muted.
What's so funny?
Tampa Bay Rays are done.
What did you say? Yeah, okay.
Privileged.
Yankee fans are the most privileged fan base there is.
Damn right. Why? Because we get everybody today.
let's get to my point. What I want is the Devils to be consistent and not fall too far out of the playoff picture, because they have a tough test ahead of them tonight in Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers. So I have to win these games. I can't fall out too much. Otherwise, this team isn't going to win this year.
We'll see. Never know.
Jimmy?
What? What happened?
What's your wish?
I already had mine already.
What was it?
Offensive coordinator.
Well, we're just waiting on Dave.
Oh, yeah, Dave, it's you.
Out of all my teams?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be the Patriots. It could be the Lakers. It could be the Yankees. No, not the Yankees because they got who they wanted.
Well, the Patriots, he has a wish.
Yeah, probably a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, for the Patriots, obviously it's a lot of injuries that's causing it. But, you know, Mac Jones hasn't showed that he's grown as a quarterback as of recently. Mm-hmm. So, at this point, you're better off starting fresh with another quarterback.
Yeah, then he probably...
I say this. You know what? I'll do this one for Doug. My wish list for the Patriots is that Bill Belichick stays on for next year. Right?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that.
Because everybody's saying he's leaving.
Yeah.
My wish list is that he stays on for another year and proves that this season was just a fluke.
Yeah, there's only one person that really knows that answer, and it's him. What he wants to do.
I like that.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rumors are he's going to LA, but I don't see it happening.
It could definitely happen.
There's also rumors, one of the college coaches, what's his name?
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, that he might go to LA.
Yeah. Honestly, that wouldn't be bad for him to come back. And it just be like it'd be dynamic. He look at Michigan.
Yeah, the Harbaugh brothers back.
Yeah, but look at Michigan. Like Michigan was shit before he came there, and then after the 5-year tenure he was there, they've been unbelievable. Unbelievable. Right,
so before we go, I want us to pick one team that could win the Super Bowl. We're not going off of this chart. We're not going off of this. Because those
as
are
of right now, the way the league is looking.
Yeah, that's where we're going. Or one team that could get to the Super Bowl. Or even a Super Bowl matchup that we may not think could happen at the start of the year.
Well, I could start that off. As of right now, the way teams are looking. For each conference?
Yeah, why not? Let's do that.
So for on the AFC side, I could see Ravens getting there. And the way they're playing right now. And on the NFC side, I would say the Niners. Kind of like how it panned out.
Yeah, and see, Jonathan is allowed to say those two teams because he gets the Chargers and the Lions.
I went way off, far off.
Way yeah, left. you're a shot the shit.
No, I mean, I was just going with, like, you know, unknowns. Like, I thought of this year was going to be a year where, like, one of those, like, random years where you get two teams that nobody,
the two, like, teams that we expect to, like, be hot at the right time.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Jimmy, your turn, buddy.
It's tough to say because the way the AFC side, the way the one team's looking particularly, especially after last week, I would be scared to play Buffalo. I would be terrified to play Buffalo. Yes, I have them. Yes, I know I have them. But I would be terrified to play them.
I would,
and
too.
And on the NFC side? You went with San Fran already. I would probably go with... If Dallas gets all straight home games, Dallas would be a tough team to beat.
I would say NFC right now depending on where the games are played, it's gonna be Cowboys or the Niners. The way they're playing right now.
Yeah.
For the AFC side, it's a tough one to call. Philly's on a 3-game losing streak. So it's hard for them.
If they get it together, they could definitely be like a team to mess with. Especially if they get the defense right with all those players they have.
What if they think they for Miami? If Miami can you know, get back in that rhythm, they might be able to make a long playoff run.
I think they can.
They got Hill. They got Waddle. They got great running backs. They got Tua that's been playing phenomenal football. You know, the defense is pretty good. They could be a great team. On paper, they look like it.
Yeah.
And the home field advantage always helps them.
Always. But it might be going through Baltimore, though. We don't know, though.
And you could say the same thing, Baltimore. You got Odell over there who's injury prone in the playoffs. I mean, you never know.
Odell's good, but he hasn't really proved. It's more been like Zay Flowers coming on, Bateman coming on.
But Zay Flowers
and likely.
Like trash season. Come on.
What?
Zay Flowers hasn't been playing that great.
Okay. He's been playing. I think he has more yards than freaking him.
And I like him. I don't think he's been playing that great consistently, but he has had big moments. Yeah,
he has moments. I agree. But he's not to where he was 2 years ago.
Nah. Like his rookie season? No,
dude. Yeah.
Isn't this his rookie?
Yeah, Ray Flowers is a rookie this season.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
Yeah, I'm saying Beckham.
Oh, Beckham.
Like Beckham, like for all the years. Like he last like 2 years ago when he went to the Super Bowl. That was probably the best Beckham you could ever get. Yeah. Now he's just like posting right now.
I mean,
playoff Beckham is different.
He's getting a little better. He's heating up, but playoff Beckham, I mean, it's hard.
We'll see because, I mean, for Baltimore, their weaknesses now is the running game.
All right, yeah. So you guys may think I'm a little nuts with this pick. I would
don't you dare say the Giants, bro.
All right, so I'm looking at the hottest team in football. I am going with, from the NFC side, the New York Giants.
Oh, my God.
And on the AFC, side, I am going with the Denver Broncos. I think that's your Super Bowl matchup this year.
Bro, you went way left.
You were out of pocket.
You talk about Jonathan's picks. Come on, bro.
No, yeah. I'm kidding. I think the LA Rams could get there if Matthew Stafford continues his play and the Rams continue their play. Because I feel like even if they get that sixth or seventh seed, that they are the hottest team in football. We've seen what they've done in the playoffs when they get there. If Cooper Kupp plays phenomenal, if plays phenomenal, the Rams should get back out there. Don't be surprised. The Bills are the hottest team, too. So I could see it being Rams-Buffalo.
I think they'll torch them, though. They're not – their corners are not as peak as they were. They will get torched. And the front's good. Don't get me wrong. The front's good with Aaron Donald and I forgot who the other one is. But
that'll be a decent matchup, but I think
it'll be all right for the first like 10 minutes, and then I think Buffalo just takes over. I think Josh Allen.
Yeah.
MVP Josh Allen takes over.
Yeah.
Because he's playing out of his mind right now.
Yeah, I think that's possible. They're
playing very well.
Two of the hottest teams in football. That would be a good matchup. Buffalo and LA.
All right, well, we'll see what the Rams can do tonight.
I think they win tonight.
I think they win. Yeah. I think Dave says by 3. I think.
Because right now I'm on the field goal. Right now I'm pulling for the Rams.
Yeah, I think they're looking good.
I'm going to tell you the hottest team in football right now, bro. The Carolina Panthers. They won last week. Playoff run.
Division rival.
They're going on a playoff run.
Yeah, they're going on a run.
They're going on a run for next year.
So before we head out, has Baker Mayfield found his game again and his confidence to be a franchise quarterback in Tampa?
Yes.
No.
I don't think so.
I think he has actually.
He's got great wide receivers over there. He's not utilizing.
Yeah, but he's been winning games though, and I think they have a better defense and maybe a better 1-2 combination of the run game, I think he'll be fine.
Well, if they could try to build around him, maybe give him another year, but I don't really see it panning out like that.
We'll see who they pick up anybody.
Yeah.
And if they draft anybody.
He's a good quarterback. I'm not, you know, I'm not knocking the guy, but
yeah.
Will he be over there for a while? Maybe for another 2-3 years.
And that'll be that, it.
They don't make the playoffs. He's gone.
Yep.
But do you think the Browns made a mistake by giving away Baker Mayfield?
I think so.
I think so too.
I think they did. They should have. Well, kept
they got Joey Flacco now.
Yeah, but still, for all that money for Deshaun Watson, then you could actually put money into your offensive or more defensive players.
Is Joe Flacco the greatest backup quarterback ever?
Yo, bro? I'm gonna say, yeah, he really is.
No, if he brings that team to the playoffs and wins a game,
bad boy. Maybe.
That's another from the Philly, Nick Foles moment.
Oh yeah.
Yo, imagine the Browns go to the Super Bowl.
Yo, that would be crazy.
He's another what's his name?
He would deserve a statue in Cleveland if that was the case. If he's just getting them to the Super Bowl.
Right.
What's
yeah, just to name? Get there.
That old shows his freaking chest and shit.
Who? Was quarterback? That again?
The guy who's always showing off his chest with the big beard.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Huh? Yeah, Fitzmagic.
Fitzpatrick, yeah.
Bro, I think he's like, yo, Fitzmagic used to come in and he used to win games.
Yeah.
He's better than Fitzmagic.
It was funny. He always would get ready for those Patriots games, but he hated Brady for some reason. He hated Brady. I don't know why. And when they won, he would go crazy.
I gotta say, Flacco is probably the best backup quarterback you can have.
Yep. Yeah, I think he's playing phenomenal right now.
It must be nice.
Yeah. I just want to say one thing to Dave, because he's a Lakers fan. How do you feel that they raised the banner for the in-season tournament? And do you think Kobe Bryant right now is flipping in his grave?
No.
It's a championship.
It's a championship banner.
But yeah. In season tournament, it's not because they said it in the thing. They only raised finals championship.
No, he did not. He said we only raise championship banners over here.
Yeah, that's a championship.
Now, if they raised an in season playoff tournament banner and they didn't win a championship, then okay, it would go what Kobe says. But it was a tournament and they won the championship in that tournament, so it's a championship banner.
Yeah, but it don't count.
But I think it was just more for viewership and more money.
It counts, but it doesn't count.
It don't count.
You know what I'm saying? It counts because, I mean, it's a tournament. It's a championship in the tournament.
It's a participation trophy.
It's not an NBA.
It's a participation trophy for being
people looked at it like, people looked at it that way, but to be honest, those last couple games, it was very competitive. It felt like playoff games.
Yes, and when the Lakers missed the playoffs this year, no one's going to care that they won the in-season tournament.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Now, that's the bigger thing, is do you get rid of the in-season tournament if the championship team that won it doesn't even make the playoffs?
Yeah, that'll be crazy.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's still a lot of basketball left to play, so you never know where they could be at.
Must be nice.
Yeah, must be nice.
Over here, eating sandwich cookies.
Damn.
Typical Grinch.
Damn.
Sitting in the milk and cookies.
He's got to keep his figure.
Typical Grinch.
Must be nice.
He's the typical Grinch, and I got a photo of him.
Typical Grinch.
All right, boys.
Love taking a picture with.
Typical what?
Typical Grinch that you love taking a picture with.
No, I didn't take a photo with the Grinch. I took a photo with you.
Who still the Grinch.
All right, okay. I get your point. You know what I mean?
I think this is how porno starts.
Huh?
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Jonathan, you're... No, it used to be like a sports talk show when it was just Dougie and Dave. Then Jonathan and Jimmy comes along, and it's like this whole...
What do you mean? We make the show.
I think we're going
to know what it is. We get the viewers to laugh. We think I'm on a journey with us. What do you mean?
It must be nice.
And all you can say is must be nice each time. All
right. You got any final thoughts, boys? Any predictions?
Nah, man. Besides,
Let's go Jets this weekend.
Giants get in the playoffs.
Must be nice.
They get defeated by Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know. Doug, look at my name, Doug.
Limga.
Lick money's nuts. Oh
my. What does that say?
Yo, that was good, Jimmy. That was good.
Limga cool.
You can lick at these nuts. That's what you could do.
You are an idiot.
See if I make the save. See what happens. I made the show. I'm the lick my COO. God.
Hold on, let me see something. Hold on.
He's gonna
ban
me.
This is gonna go to corporate.
That's it.
Oh, no.
No more headlines for you.
That's bullcrap. I'm quitting.
Dougie's the founder of ChatDot now.
What? No. We're going to leave that for a different conversation.
Must be nice.
We'll see you guys next time. Jonathan? Before we go, Bubbles is looking for you, by the way. See you guys next time.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave, Goat Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.
Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Tomorrow didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, somewhere.